I'd like to read from Colossians 3, starting in verse 9. Lord says, "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator." Since we have not put off as we should have and put on as we should have, it's good that we go to the Lord and seek his forgiveness for that. So will you join me in that right now as we pray? Gracious God, on this Easter morning, we come to you acknowledging that we have loved death rather than life. We admit that we still wallow in the grave of our sin, and we have not cast off the old dead man as we have been called to do. Death still very much clings to us, and we are powerless to sever our ties with it. Father, we confess to you that our mouths have been full of corruption. Our lips have not stopped breathing out damnable things. We've slandered our brethren, and we've spoken ill of those who we ought to love, reverence, and honor. We've been slow to encourage one another, but yet quick to tear down. Our Christian duty has been neglected. You've called us to seek the peace, purity, and unity of the church, but we have fallen far short of your expectation. Forgive us, we pray, for not seeking the greater increase of grace among our brethren and our neighbors. Please excuse us for having failed to pray for them, forgive them, and be reconciled to them in the bonds of unity and love. Forgive us, Father, for not doing everything within our power to promote the reignliness. God, our hearts are broken, and we're truly sorry for loving to live among the tombs of death and Hades. And we pray as we come to you now that you might bestow upon us your pardon and grace, that we might be made free from this pitiable condition. We ask for the continuing work of the resurrection life within us. May the life-giving power of your Spirit be birth in us new obedience and renew us in righteousness by your infinite grace. And it's in and through the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. Congregation of our Lord, our God says also in Colossians 3, as a matter of fact, he starts by saying, "If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above and not on things of the earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with God in Christ." Praise be to him.